Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, I'm Daisy Buchanan, the author of Insatiable, a love story for greedy girls. You might know me as the book inspector from the Your Book podcast, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new podcast, Daisy is Insatiable. It's an intimate look at love, lust, life, and everything that makes sex fascinating. Why do we yearn for romance? How can we feel confident when it comes to our body image hang-ups? What is the difference between sex and love? What happens when money gets involved? I've rounded up some of the wisest people I know and said, hey, let's talk about sex. Each week, I'll be sharing a revealing conversation with a different guest. I spoke to Dolly Alderton about sex, journeys, and power. We spoke about whether sexual adventures can make up part of a feminist legacy and why intimacy is the greatest leveller of all.
Yeah, power is that is a real... Particularly, I think when you're looking at teenage girls and young women having sex, I think power is such a good point. I still can't believe that when you have sex with someone, you get to see this side of them that is so vulnerable that no one else gets to see. I mean, I just felt like presidential levels of power when I first started having sex with her. I couldn't believe that I got that access, that you get to see someone's bedroom, you get to see them naked, you get to see the hair on their body, the freckles on their back, the faces that they make, the noises that they make. You get to know the things that they like. You get to see the way that they move. You get to bear witness to their fantasies. It's like, I couldn't believe that I got to do that. And it's kind of dark. I couldn't believe I got to gather that information on a man, and it felt really good. You know, I think it does feel like if you're a young woman who felt at all like you were humiliated or disempowered, which is sadly so many teenage girls, it feels a bit like payback time, I think, when you first start having sex.
The writer Paul Mendes told me about his past life as a sex worker, why he finds it easier to write about sex than love, growing up religious and using sex as a means of escape.
In terms of the autobiographical nature of Rainbow Milk, I was a sex worker as well for a long time, like over 10 years. You know, I enjoyed the sex with my clients, but obviously I didn't fall in love with any of them. And, you know, I can write about my experience as a sex worker because I find it interesting in terms of what it was in itself, but certainly in response to me previously having grown up as a Jehovah's Witness and sort of left that organization behind, you know, the tension between that is what I find interesting. Not necessarily writing about sex just for love itself. We're surrounded by that. And perhaps in another book, though, I will sort of focus more on a more sort of conventionally romantic side of love. But I'm just chickened out.
Andy Osho and I explored how the experience of dating makes us fall in love a little bit harder with our friends. She also told me about the strangest thing a date had ever done for her. Do you have a favourite dating story to tell?
Weirdly, I haven't had a lot of like crazy dates. Although I do remember one guy brought me a stick as a present, and he'd wrapped it and everything.
Oh, wow.
To a date, yeah. So what had happened is we were, messaging back and forth quite a lot, And then we arranged to meet. So he was in the army. So he sent me through this picture of him in his, you know, fatigues or whatever you call them. And he just looked hot. Like, I was just like, okay, this is on. You know what I mean? We'd been, you know, bantering and talking beforehand. We'd been talking about the Redwood Forest and how I'd really enjoyed it there. And I don't know where he'd got this stick from, but he had a stick from the Redwood Forest and had wrapped it. It probably seemed like a good idea, you know, when he was at home in the barracks or whatever. But yeah, so I sort of opened this present and I was just like, a stick? well, thanks. he knew by the end we weren't going to see each other again.
With the behavioural expert, Chiru Azaji, I discussed longing and wanting and the formative experiences that dictate our desires. And I did want to ask more explicitly about sex, because I think with, especially for women, when we talk about desire and how we are allowed to want things and to want to explore that, there's just so much in the way.
I think so too. And I think it's about investigating where it came from. And a lot of the time too, not necessarily in terms of, is it the media? Are we talking about the patriarchy? In my case, it's more like, what were those formative experiences that told you that you couldn't relax? Who were those people? What were those conversations you had? A kind of a timeline. What was it that happened that made you see your body or the world or sex differently? And what are those core beliefs that you picked up about what it means to be sexy or what it means to be attractive? I remember at one point growing up, you know, you had all these things about, you would read things in magazines or hear things in school, boys like this, or you should look like this, or you should do that. And then I realized, and then you would hear, oh, it doesn't matter actually, just so long as you're confident. And I was like, well, what? Now I'm supposed to be confident about all the stuff you've told me you don't like? You know, so it was like, oh, now I have to own it. Okay, because you've told me for a lifetime that I shouldn't.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be revealing. I really hope you're as insatiably curious as I am and that you'll join me on this adventure. You might be shocked by what you hear. You might be moved or inspired. I promise you won't be left in the dark. Daisy is Insatiable is available on Acast, iTunes, and wherever you get your podcasts. Find Insatiable, a love story for greedy girls, on waterstones.com, Boyles, Blackwells, bookshop.org, Amazon, and Audible.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.